Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So do you believe this report? And what if it's true? What does it mean? John Heyman, New York Post. Follow-up report revealing the Tigers' shockingly low offer to Skubal a year ago. Less than $80 million over 4 years. Like, that can't be.
Yeah, I don't believe it at all. I simply don't believe that they thought that this was, okay, well, we'll just go ultra low. They'll go ultra high, and we'll find a happy medium in the middle.
I would ask you and maybe clarify, you don't believe it was the offer when Tarek Skubal was Tarek Skubal.
Right. I believe there's a chance it could have been January of 24.
Which would be before last year.
Before he won. And they're just playing on semantics at this point. Yeah, last year they offered this.
I didn't lie. It technically was last year.
John, it's as good a theory as I've heard because at this point, you don't even make that offer. Like, if that's the offer you think he's worth and you think you have a completely different evaluation than the market, don't insult the player.
You don't hit send on that email. You don't call and say, hey, I got an offer for you.
So, hey, well, if you pay to wash your own uniform, I'll let you play for the team this year. Yes. Come on.
So if the question is, what was the last offer the Tigers made to Heyman? That could be it. Way back then. Maybe they haven't made an offer since.
Is that a little odd, though, that they hadn't made an offer last offseason?
It would be. Maybe it was just last season.
And maybe it was. I mean,
and guys, that's the 250 apart.
Yeah, because if they're offering, this is less than 80.
So you go 80 plus 250, you're looking at 330. You're in the Garrett Cole.
So Boris
right?
is like, hey, if they can give me the Cole deal, we'll get done early. And
right.
And the Tigers offered 80, allegedly?
Yeah.
That makes them look out of touch.
I'll say this. This offer, there's no way this offer is current.
No.
That just makes no sense.
We may not like what Scott Harris has done at the trade deadline. We may not like the fact that he signed Alex Cobb or Kenny Maeda or some of the things that he's done. But I've got a little bit more respect for Scott Harris than to believe that this is true.
So my belief is what I think Boris is panicking a little bit. I'm going to read this right now as Tarek Skubal wants a contract before the season starts. He doesn't want to take the risk of going into his final season and also into a potential lockout, and he wants his deal done. And he has told his agent that, and Scott Boris realizes if I'm going to get him the best contract, it's happening at the winter meetings through a trade.
So how do you do it? You sow
so you
discontent.
You start painting the Tigers as idiots.
You try to play into the narrative that they don't want to spend. The payroll's still not competitive enough.
Yep.
They won't take care of their guy. And you try to force their hand. But I don't know that the Tigers are going to blink. To the point, I think they're going to roll the next season with Tarek Skubal as their frontline ace and try to take another crack at this. I don't think they sit on their hands all offseason. I think they'll try to add a bat or two. Will it be enough? I don't know. You know, their definition of enough may be different than our definition of enough. But I think they will do quote, enough in their mind to justify rolling Scooble out for one more season to chase a championship. And then, look, maybe their calculus is if we hit a lockout, it's a whole new world. We're not opposed to keeping Tarek Skubal, but I think it's unlikely they would at that point.
I think the Tigers might even be setting a deadline at the meeting saying, this is it. If you want to trade for him, you got to give us the deal by here. And so what they do is they can be winners on both sides. They can set the market and give us the Godfather deal.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're not trading them, and we're going to roll, and then we're going to sign some free agents.
Yeah, we're going to try to buy and do all that stuff they should have done last year.
They're pivoting towards being in a spot where you either get the home run deal or you don't do it.
Right. And they also tell Boris, here's the offer. We'll continue to talk to you. We're not going to shut off a line of communication. We know what we have. We also know what you're up against.
Let me ask this question. You said they're still going to make an offer. Do you think they haven't then? Because if this is the last standing offer, I think that does raise a question about the Tigers. Do they intend to make, quote, a serious offer to Tarek Skubal before they would entertain trades? Before they would roll into next year with him on the final year? And if they make a, quote, serious offer, I mean, Heyman and Boris can leak that as well. Am I to believe they haven't made a, quote, serious offer on Tarek Skubal? Just if we're having the conversation, is it fair to ask why haven't the Tigers made a serious offer?
I think we might be at a point of no return here. Like, I don't know if they have, Jim, to be honest with you.
But isn't that damning, too? Like, if we're just playing both sides of this?
Yeah, to a degree.
Is it kind of damning they haven't made a serious offer to a back-to-back Cy Young winner who's the best pitcher in the American League and maybe all of baseball? Isn't that an alternate headline here? Fine. Heyman and Boris are running a PR smear campaign. Okay. Well, where's the Tigers' serious offer? Because if they haven't made a serious offer, that is also a statement.
It's a statement, but if their philosophy is we were never going to give them more than 5 years because they don't want to be bagged by the end of the contract.
Right.
If that's always been where they stand and they're still focused about this 2027 young guy with the McGonagalls and the Clarks and everybody else down there, you know, they're having their cake and eating it too to a degree by keeping them, right? If they never intended to give them the long-term deal, do you have a problem with that?
Only if they don't win a World Series and let him walk for nothing. Because then it feels like a mismanagement of the player.
That's a game of chess.
Well, it's a mismanagement of a resource.
Yeah.
If they don't make any type of offer to keep him and they don't consummate a trade, they don't do enough to win a World Series this year.
It looked like they failed on all fronts.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad if they have a plan. I just don't fully understand what that plan is if they don't do any of the things John just talked about. Trade him, extend him, or try to win with him. Like, got to do one of the lanes at least.
Yeah.
How much of this too, John, is we got some texts and some Twitch messages about this. They're not connected, but Tiger fans are Lions fans. To watch the Lions organization dump $1 billion into homegrown stars
right
early, ahead of time, without some stupid dance. And then you look at the Tigers, who haven't made to date a serious offer to Tarek Skubal. Like, that does play into how people view this.
Correct. And so we obviously can see the plan that the Lions have in place.
Yeah.
What we are left to speculate is the Tigers' plan.
Right.
All we have to go off of is history. And yeah, with the current ownership, the history has been, and whether the team was ready or not, that they haven't spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
So again, we're left to connect dots that we don't know if we're connecting the right dots or what are the deviations in the middle.
Two ticket text. Why do the Tigers have to negotiate in the theater of public opinion? And another one asks, why wouldn't Harris come out and immediately say a 4-year, $80 million deal is bogus?
Well, because they don't want to then set the precedent, we're going to respond to everything that comes out
media
of the Boris camp. I have no problem with the way that the Tigers are handling it in-house.
They want to do it internally.
Yeah.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just want to know what the truth is. Did they actually offer an insulting four-year $80 million deal? More importantly, when was that offered, to John's point? And counter, comma, why haven't they made a more serious offer since? If that offer's dated, if that's a two-year-old offer or 23-month-old offer.
Right.
Why haven't they made one that is north of $100 million in the last calendar year? North of $300 million in the last calendar year? And if the answer is, we don't think he's that good, he's not worth it, okay, then run your organization accordingly. Don't stay in limbo the way it feels they are right now.
Right.
I think the problem here is term. Interesting, huh? Iserman's about term.
But then trade him, right? I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, you have a resource, but it's also, okay, what does the rest of baseball, what do the other teams believe they would be getting in Tarek Skubal? Do they also believe that we're only going to get a guy for six innings?
Here's my stance on the whole six inning not going until he gets his contract. That's just the way it is.
Which sets up a mess for this year. You're going to try to win a World Series with him this year.
But and he's not even he over 100
pitches. And at 99, he's strutting to the dugout.
Well, if AJ is in a similar situation next postseason and Skubal is in limbo contract wise, and then AJ tells him to go out and he won't, you just cost yourself millions of dollars.
Yeah.
All depends on what the Dodgers think about it, or the Mets think about it, or the Yankees think about it, or the Red Sox think about it.
They did it cordially this time around.
So far, yes.
And Harris is doing the same thing with this. He's never gone on record saying anything specific about this. And I think Boris is feeling the heat and he's trying to generate something. And I actually think they shouldn't respond to this.
I don't think they should either. They're not going to bite.
I don't think they should publicly respond, but I think they should make him a real legitimate offer.
I don't.
Okay.
I think you set this up to let this thing, to try to get the Godfather deal. I really think we're positioned towards that.
97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.